And Sandy Lehman was elected to the Minnesota House District seat 5B in 2016. She's just started her first legislative term. She's from Cohasset, and she joins us now on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. First of all, congratulations, Representative Lehman, and thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, Heidi. It's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I know how busy things are at the Minnesota legislature. Let's talk about some of the bills that you are involved in. I know the 2017 Healthcare Emergency Aid and Access Bill was passed. Tell us what happened with that.
Yes. Well, Heidi, we are moving at a pace here that is not typical, I am told. And that's good because we're really moving quickly. And as you know, there were several items that didn't get accomplished from last session. And but then in addition to that, over the summer and into the fall, it became apparent that we were really having a healthcare premium crisis in the state of Minnesota, probably the worst in the nation, actually, for people who are trying to buy health insurance on the individual market. And they were seeing, friends of mine, neighbors of yours are calling me and realizing 69-70% increases in their premiums, a big increase in their deductibles, and paying as much as $30,000-$40,000 a year for health insurance, and just really sort of in a crisis. And so we came into the legislature. The staff had already here been working on language, obviously, and gearing up so that we could start the very first week. And on the House floor, we actually tried to declare a sense of urgency and to set aside the rules so that we could hear a bill right away, and there was opposition to that, and so that sense of urgency was not passed, and the rules were not set aside. So we have spent the last couple of weeks sending that bill through committee process, and then last week brought the bill back out to the floor of the House, and it passed. And so we're really pleased about that. And the Senate likewise passed a version very similar, but not exactly the same as the House version. So the bill right now is in conference committee. We're expecting that to be resolved shortly and have a bill then that the governor can sign. So that's addressing some short-term issues together with a couple of pieces of reform to start making sure that people have continuity of care. People who are in life-threatening illnesses or chronic illnesses do not lose their health care coverage. And then some very early work towards bringing in additional providers, allowing expansion of the market. So because it's not just attacking the increased premiums, we have to look back and see why is this happening and start working on some of those early reforms.
And how will the aid work for people, for healthcare?
Well, that's kind of the difference that we had between the House version and the governor's version. We were hearing from people that they really didn't want the aid to go directly to the insurance companies. They wanted the aid to go directly to the people who were having to pay the premiums. And so the House bill required the state to pay, to reimburse up to 25% of the premium cost, which, frankly, it helps, but it's still a hard hit for these individuals. But up to 25% of their premium directly to the individuals. The governor would rather send the money directly to the insurance companies. And the governor feels, and his staff people feel, that that would expedite the payments. And so we'll see where that all shakes out and what the agreement, what we have. But I think we all want to do whatever we can to make sure that it happens quickly and that people get the highest reimbursement that they can get.
We are talking with Representative Sandy Lehman. She is from Minnesota House District Seat 5B. She's from Cohasset. I know Real ID is a bill that you co-authored. First, what does it even mean?
Yeah, well, Real ID is Real ID came about because of the of 9/11 and trying to have one singular ID for people to board airplanes. And so it's been around for quite a while. A few states, a handful of states, Minnesota is one of them, had some pushback because there were some that felt that that driver's license and IDs were really a state issue and not a national issue. And so we have been pushing back as a state of Minnesota, and people have been sort of on board with that and feeling that we should issue our own, you know, driver's license. And we've had an enhanced driver's license program, for instance. But the federal government is not relenting, and they are requiring Real ID for people to board airplanes. And starting in 2018, Minnesotans will not be able to board an airplane with your driver's license. You know, you will need a passport, which, you know, not every Minnesotan has a passport. And then there's certain federal properties that you would not be allowed to enter, certain power plants and other facilities without a Real ID. So we took a look at it and said, you know what, it's time to do this. There really isn't any more information that is being called for with this. You know, I think the government has lots of information on us already. So if that is an issue, I think that people can be assured that, you know, it's not any more intrusion into your personal affairs than what we already are experiencing. And then in addition to that, the Real ID legislation does not require people to get a Real ID. It just gives you the opportunity. It makes it available. The current law that Minnesota has makes it unavailable. It says people cannot get Real ID. So this bill simply allows Minnesotans who choose to get a Real ID to do so.
Representative Lehman, this is new to you in the, being in the Minnesota legislature. What are some of the biggest surprises so far?
Well, a couple of things, I guess. One is I knew the time commitment was big, but it's really big. And so I have a new appreciation for people who serve. I really do. People who are in government and at the state level, and I can imagine it's even more pronounced at the national level, they're really committed to service. And so people are here for various reasons, but they're here to serve, and so I really appreciate that. We don't all agree, and even within, you know, we're in different caucuses. I'm in the Republican caucus, and then there's the DFL caucus. But even within the Republican caucus, we don't all agree. You know, people have strong feelings and they're here for that reason, or they're representing their constituents and their constituents are feeling maybe differently than my constituents might be. So, but we're here to do public service. So we respect each other and can work well. So the time commitment is a big surprise. You know, I learned after my first day that if you don't carry a briefcase with food and water, you don't eat or drink. And that was a tough lesson to learn the first day. And the hours are whatever they are. I mean, most days it is well after dark before we head home. And then there's usually events around the Capitol held each day. So it's, you know, you can you know, plan on spending a fair amount of time. And then the pace is, because there's so much work to be done, we're really moving at a fast pace. And so for freshmen, you're really learning on sort of a need-to-know basis, which is some of the best learning, because, you know, you're experiencing the learning as you are, you know, gaining the information. I'm on committees that are meaningful for Northern Minnesota, the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, the Mining, Timber and Tourism Committee, or Subcommittee, the Job Growth and Energy Affordability Committee, and I'm vice chair of the Legacy Committee. So the work is very interesting, and it's work I'm familiar with, and it's important to the region. So that is not a surprise to me, but it's a real pleasure, I think, and to be able to do work that's important, and you're engaged wholly in the work.
And do you want to hear from your constituents even when you're this busy?
You know what, Tidy? I do. I tell people that at every opportunity. I love when constituents come in, and my legislative assistant knows that if a constituent comes in, that she will pull me out of a committee because I'm in meetings all day and evening, and so I schedule individual meetings, but there's not enough time to meet with everybody. So, but if constituents come, I really want to meet with them, and I want to hear from them. The best way, I will tell your listeners, the best way to contact me is by email.
Okay.
Because then I can respond in my own time, and it's probably not as quick a response as I would like to have, but at least I'll have your information there, and I can address it, you know, in the evening or the weekend. So please do email, and I would also refer your listeners. There's so much information on the internet. There's so much transparency in government. You can get as much or as little information as you would like. If you just type in, just go to your computer and type in House.min, and it'll bring you right up to the House website. And from there, you can go to my page, and you can sign up to get my weekly emails. And I would like everyone to do that, because with the weekly emails, when you read the emails, if you have a comment or a question or you would like to have input, you can simply reply right to that email, and it comes directly to me.
All right.
And many constituents have done that.
We will continue to check in with you during the legislative session. Appreciate you taking time today.
Thank you, Heidi. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
That's Representative Sandy Lehman. You can find her information as well as your legislator at house.leg.state.mn.us or call us 800-662-5799.